Summer officially begins tomorrow. Millions of vacationers packing themselves into cars, headed for the beach or the park. But how much will that drive cost? It turns out plenty. When the year started, gasoline was about $3.20 a gallon. Now it's averaging about $3.60 for regular. And here's the weird thing. The supply is up, but that's not bringing down the price. Marilyn Giewax is senior business editor for NPR. She, who explains all things economic, will now help us with this. Marilyn, welcome to Here Now.
Hi, Robin.
What is happening with gas prices this year? Just tell us if we haven't been watching at the pumps.
Well, we started out the year at only about $3.20 a gallon, and then it just really shot up in the winter. It was painful. It got up to about $3.75 a gallon, and it's eased off a little bit since then. So you might be thinking, well, at least it's not as bad as it was back in February. But when you look at supply and demand, it just seems strange. Oil supplies have been surging. We have more and more oil. In fact, a new study came out that was done by BP, the oil giant, and it showed that oil production in this country surged at a higher rate than anyone has ever recorded in any country. So we're pumping a lot of oil, and you would think, okay, so there's a big supply. On the demand side, we're all driving more fuel-efficient cars, so we're not using as much oil and gas. So what's going on? Have they repealed the laws of supply and demand? And, you know, that's where people are sort of scratching their heads. They feel like oil should come down quite a bit and gasoline prices should be falling, but it just hasn't been happening.
So how come?
Well, when you talk to the experts, most of them point to the Middle East. A big thing is in Syria. As we all know, there's a lot of trouble in Syria. You've got Saudi Arabia. It's right in an important transportation area for oil and gas coming out of that region. If there were a wider war there, if the Middle East becomes very dangerous, it could very much disrupt supplies. So there's sort of this risk premium. People are buying oil to stockpile it, worrying about what might happen in the future. And, you know, and then in our own area, we've seen some big storms this year. Gosh, we've had so many tornadoes, and there's lots of predictions for hurricanes this year. Well, if one of those big hurricanes slams into the Houston, New Orleans area, that's where we've got refineries and all sorts of oil and gas operations. So there's a sense of risk out there, and that's what's been keeping prices a lot higher than you would normally think they would be.
You've also said that it's not just us. There's huge demand around the world. So if our demand has lowered a little bit, that doesn't mean that it has around the world.
You know, the thing is, there are a lot of people who want to use diesel fuel for trucking. We know that all around the world, there's a lot of globalization products. You know, you can go into any store in America and see that an awful lot of things come from Asia or other countries. All those places want to use trucks and trains and all kinds of things that use diesel. So if you're a refiner in the United States and you have a choice between refining oil products into gasoline or diesel and selling it around the world, a lot of refineries have really chosen to make more diesel and ship it off as exports.
Well, tell me this, Marilyn. Where does natural gas fit into this? Because we've been reporting stories about how fracking and natural gas were supposed to bring down the cost of fuel.
Oil and gas really fit together. Think about it this way. All those fracking techniques, that's a reference to hydraulic fracturing, where you go into this shale and you crack it up with the high doses of water and it releases the oil and gas. Well, it's the same kind of technology. So the things that are being developed to release natural gas, they're the same kinds of techniques that are helping us find more oil. But it's much more than that. What if you have your whole trucking fleet move away from diesel? Instead of using up diesel, what if trucks and trains and big heavy things ran on natural gas? That's actually possible. The bus I take to work in the morning, it runs on natural gas. Well, if all of a sudden everybody's using cheap natural gas for those trucking fleets, then that oil is available to be used for gasoline and the prices would come down.
Well, and of course, we are well aware, people feel that this fracking for natural gas has its own set of problems. But putting that aside, you know, we're not, as you say, seeing the price of oil come down. So you've given some good reasons for that unrest in Syria. That doesn't seem like it's going to be over anytime soon. So are we looking at these higher prices for a while?
For the very foreseeable future, I think the unrest in the Middle East is really considerable. But this oil and gas revolution in the United States, it really is happening. We're producing an awful lot more oil and gas, and now obviously there are still huge environmental questions about that. But from a purely economic point of view, there's money to be made from oil and gas production. We really could have quite a huge surge in oil and gas. And in fact, there are some experts who are saying they think there could be a sudden drop in prices for both oil and gas coming up in coming years as this Saudi America takes shape and we become this giant producer of fossil fuels.
You say there are very serious analysts calling the U.S. Saudi America.
Absolutely. This is an energy revolution that is having an impact on manufacturing. We're seeing more interest in building pipelines so that we can cheaply get that oil and gas to markets and ship it to ports. And, of course, there's a widening of the Panama Canal right now so that if we do start to export things like liquefied natural gas, it'll be easier to ship things towards Asia in coming years. So it looks like there could be lots of reasons why we'll see a real surge in energy production in this country. Please note, I am not arguing this on any kind of environmental grounds. There are plenty of things to talk about there. This is purely economics, and the economics right now are driving the United States to become a huge producer of oil and gas.
Marilyn Geewax, senior business editor at NPR. Marilyn, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.